The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of January, 7:05 in the morning, news at top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everyone.
So, the movie guy.
Yeah, the Dresden Sun, I think it's called.
Yeah, the Dresden Sun, filmed right here in Reading and got big stars in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a good time yesterday?
Yeah, he was good.
Excellent.
Tyler. This is what he does.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when you're doing the movies, you'll have a side gig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not him.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
National Day. We'll go ahead with the weather.
Yeah. What's the National Day?
Fun at Work Day.
Fun at Work Day.
Yeah, so we have to do something fun today.
Just showing up is fun.
Yeah.
Hey, today mostly sunny with a high near 65. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 42. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, sunny. In fact, we're going to be up in low 70s starting Monday. Get all the way up to 72 on Wednesday. So at night, low 40s, mid 40s. So it's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. And get a lot of stuff done. Get a lot of horse riding going on. And all that. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Been in the business 27 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. Been a big success down there. And the reason they are is because they take care of their customers. They have outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And what else? Oh, they... locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. I just had breakfast with Chuck Kinney. He's older than I am. Not much.
Well.
And he's got another business he's starting. He's trying to get me involved in it.
Yeah, retirement is a full-time job.
Oh, no. He's got another thing he's got going, and he wants me to be involved in it. And I thought that was cool.
That is cool. But
it's got to be kind of like... full-time.
Yeah, well.
I can't just kind of like do it half a day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could, but anyway.
Yeah. You're talking about the weather. My sister lives in South Carolina. It's like 30, 25.
I know.
She's sending me photos. I'm like, it's 65 here.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Now, I am here with, Lanny reached out to me. We've met before.
Yeah, known you for a few years now.
Yeah. Do you get involved in the Tribe Ride?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That too,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not making this stuff up about the MODOK Tribe Ride, okay? I do not make it up. I'm up there and with a bunch of other guys, and, yep. We do a lot of church services, and...
Maybe we should add that in.
Maybe
we
should add.
I'm not in charge, though.
No, neither one of us are. And I don't want to be in charge of that group.
Nope.
But you brought in Lucia.
Yep.
Did I pronounce that right, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And I saw it on Facebook.
Yep.
But then you reached out to me, and I'm so glad you did, buddy. Lucia is going on to nationals here. Is that right?
Actually, it's World Championships.
Oh, okay.
Get it right, Carl.
Yeah. She's already done the Nationals. Now we're going to World. Okay. And you are going to the Rain Cow Horse Youth Division in boxing.
Yeah, it's not what it sounds like.
No, I know. When you read it, but if you didn't have the word cow horse in there, you might get a different... So what is that?
Well, it's,
what is the sport? I mean, the competition of boxing.
Well, so it's kind of baby steps to get to where, like, the world's best professionals are. It's a little more safe and not as dangerous, I guess.
But what do you do when it says when you box a cow?
It's not
punching them in the face.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's driving the cow up and down one end of the arena, showing the judges how much your horse, like, likes to work cows. And you try to show them how much you can control the cow, and you want to kind of show some fancy moves on your horse, going quickly on the corners, and yeah.
So the whole idea is, do you cut the steer out of a group of steers?
No, that's herd work.
Well, no, okay, but I was just wondering. So when the cow comes out, it's just you, your horse, and the cow then. So you don't have to go out and cut one out.
No, you finish your reining pattern.
Okay.
Which just has, like, slide stops, spins, lead changes, which is, like, fancy, fast maneuvers that horses do. And then you face the holding pen where the cows are outside of the arena, and you just, like, pick your hand up and call for them.
Okay.
And then they send out one cow.
So it's more than just having control and running a cow up and down the side of a fence, then. So what is the whole competition, then? So start us from the time you walk into the arena. What happens?
Depends on the pattern, but when you ride in the arena, you kind of just want to show control of your horse and how pretty she is, basically.
Okay.
The whole time you're just trying to show the judge how nice your horse is.
Okay.
Basically. And
you do this through a series of patterns?
Yeah. Okay. There's, like, different numbers of patterns. I've done pattern 9 and pattern 11 in shows, but they are sometimes used, like, in a lot of different shows. Pattern 11 is pretty common for kids.
And what is the pattern? I'm wanting people to picture this. You're coming out on your horse, and now you're riding this pattern. And what does that consist of?
Well, you just kind of walk, trot, or lope right into the center of the arena.
Okay.
Then you'll do a series of circles. Like, on one half of the arena, you'll do, like, a really big, fast circle. So you're, like, kind of running as fast as you can. And then you do a small, slow circle. Then you lead change, which a lead is like the horse guides with one foot when it's going one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you change leads while you're still going, and then you do a big, fast, and then a slow, small on the other side of the arena. Then you lead change again, and then you slowly go up the side of the arena, and then you kind of run down the center for a big sliding stop, which is like where they stop with. They kind of tuck their butt under them and slide.
That's the Yellowstone, my friends, when you see that. Now, so what you're doing is you're demonstrating the partnership you have with your horse and the control you have of it. All right. And this is not easy. If you have not seen these before, and I've seen these before, the lead change is big, the control. Now, I will tell you, when you get to the level probably where Lou is, it's hard to tell the difference between the riders because y'all have – all really good. But that's why they have judges out there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
The judges are all really trained.
Okay, so now the steer comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you push the steer up next to the wall. And this is the wall we're talking about is where the spectators are, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just, like, drive it back and forth and try to get it in some small cuts where it's not moving very much, and it just... You're driving the steer, not holding the steer on one side. You're driving it on that side and controlling it.
And if you've never seen this, sometimes you get a fast steer. And so, I mean, you are pushing down that road or that wall pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then hoping that steer doesn't cut back on you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right. So you've been competing for how long?
Well, I've been riding since I can remember.
Uh-huh.
But... just about a year and 6 months ago is when I started this sport in general. So it hasn't been all that long, and I was blessed with a horse that is just incredible and has taught me so much.
I guess we won't see that horse out on the tribe ride, huh?
Never.
No.
She's quite the princess. She, if you try and walk her through a puddle, she throws a fit. So she's a little different. She's meant
for
showing.
She doesn't like mud either.
Okay, I'm here with Lucia Bangay and her dad, Lanny. You own Country Fitness.
Yep, Country Strong Fitness.
Or Country Strong Fitness down in Ballast Hedro.
Yep.
And Lou is going to compete at the World Championship here in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
When's that supposed to happen?
February 22nd, and then if I make finals, it'll be the 23rd, too.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drives. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Rodeo. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here. It's interesting. I'm here with Lonnie and Lucia Bangay. Bangay?
Yep.
And
that's right.
I know Lonnie because of the... well, he's been on the show before,
yep.
But then he's also on the tribe ride
yep.
that we go on every year.
Yeah,
And it's coming up again.
It is.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll probably go this year. Last year I took the year off, just busy summer.
But you were there the year before.
The year before I was there.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm pushing getting people out there.
Yeah, it's a good
time. I want to get as many people out there in the boot race as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's the wild one.
But we've both done that. Yeah. And we don't have to do it again. Lucia is qualified for the world champion rain cow horse boxing. It has to do with having control of a steer on your horse. And she's 14 years old and a freshman at?
Shasta Charter Academy.
Okay. Now, you're having a fundraiser because y'all are heading to Fort Worth,
yep,
for this big competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and your fundraiser seems very reasonable to me, so let's talk about it.
Yeah. We just, of course, are asking for any kind of support that people can bring, but we thought, well, let's cook dinner for people and make it reasonable and easy. So, next Wednesday, we have a drive-through pickup tri-tip dinner. It's $75. It should feed 4 people. We'll have some desserts available and other things that you can buy as you drive through. My sister embroidered some bags, just different stuff, friends that have businesses that are trying to contribute. But that's $75 for meal of 4, and then 4 to 7.
That includes salad?
Salad, baked potato, some rolls, and a tri-tip.
Okay. Now, it's not a sandwich. It's tri-tip.
It's tri-tip.
Okay.
You'll get a whole tri-tip. You cut it up how you want.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good deal.
Yeah.
First of all. I'm thinking, whoa.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be at Palisadro at your business.
Yep. At Country Strong Fitness.
Country Strong Fitness.
4 to 7. But we're doing pre-sale tickets only. That way we don't go over on the food.
Yeah.
So
if it has 75, you get 4. 4 dinners.
Yep.
Okay. So how do you get the tickets?
So threw up a website for Lucia. It's luciabangay.com. You can buy them online or at Country Strong. If you're out there in Palisadro, swing on by. Also, Palisadro Feed. So we put tickets and then Vestra Resources as well, which a lot of people don't know that business, but she's been a huge supporter to help us get to this point.
Who?
Vestra Resources. Her name's Wendy.
Yeah.
She's a huge supporter of 4-H,
okay,
supports youth all over the place.
So you can get tickets at Palisadro Feed.
Yep.
Their new location.
Beautiful location.
Beautiful
yes.
location. They've got lots of room to grow in there, too.
Yeah, they do.
Thank goodness. Get them at your place.
Yep.
Right, which is right on
the Chutes Road.
Yep. The Chutes Road.
Yep.
And it's $75,
mm-hmm,
and it's dinner for 4.
Yep.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
So, and since I'm down here a lot, taking care of my horse, I'm going to stop by and get one of these at least.
Yeah.
So, to help you. Now, because taking your horse from here to Fort Worth is a long trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long is that going to take you?
It's going to take at least 28 hours, and that's without a trailer. So
without, well, but you're bringing your horse.
Yeah.
Okay, with the trailer. Let's just add on a few hours there. How many times are you going to stop?
We're not sure how many, like, short stops, but we're going to try and make it push all the way to Flagstaff, then Amarillo, then to Fort Worth. So it's going to be a haul that first day.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to try and make Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Because I've driven to New Mexico on a regular basis from here.
Yeah.
And, that's going to be an awfully long day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It
going is. Down through, you're going to go down from Reno down through Vegas and, well, you know.
Yep.
Down that way, down to Kingman and then over.
Yep.
Here's the other thing. Just let me give you a warning.
Okay.
When's this going to be?
We're leaving the 16th.
Of?
February.
I-40. Is a snake pit road.
Really?
It is, unless they've done something drastic in the last 3 months. That road is rough. And that's I-40. You're going to, that right-hand side of the road is just, and I know how it is when you're pulling horses. Yeah, you're trying to give them the easiest ride you can.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Just be aware of that. So give yourself some maybe extra time.
Yeah.
In that long stretch.
I appreciate that. Yep.
Well, you know, it's not easy. pulling that far. So, because you have to stop on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah, I'm thinking we probably should be stopping close to every 4 or 5 hours to give my horse water and let her walk around for a minute.
Yeah. So, you pulling a two-horse, three-horse?
Three-horse gooseneck.
Okay. Well, are you getting excited about this?
I'm really excited. I'm just also a little nervous.
Well, I can understand that. This is your first world competition here. And you're going up against other young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not girls, it's youth. So, you know, it's boys and girls. Now, the people down at Rolling Hills Equestrian Center, what's the organization that puts this on?
That's called Northern California Rein Cowhorse Association. So that association is what helped Lucia qualify their events throughout the year.
It
allowed her to accumulate enough points to qualify for Worlds. And it's all tied to the National Cowhorse Association. So,
okay.
Yeah, great organization down there.
There's so many horse organizations out there. I think I read someplace there's more horses now than there was in 1900.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I read something about that. And then you look at California, it's got the largest number of horses than any other state, Texas and all these. Yeah. So that kind of tells you something about the horse industry. It's worth billions of dollars just here in California.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're contributing to that every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not a low-cost sport.
Lucia, do you, when you're in school, do your classmates know about this?
Yeah, some of them do. I've had to talk to my teachers about it a little bit because sometimes I have to, like, miss a class or something to go ride with my coach, Jill. Her name is Jill, and she's, like, been my... I don't know how I would have got to where I am without her.
Now, does she live around here?
Red Bluff.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been
so what's her so name?
Great.
Jill?
Jill, how do I pronounce her last
Pierre.
Name? Pierre. It's kind of hard to pronounce.
Jill Pierre. Okay. Jill, here's a shout-out for you, and I'm sure you'll be listening to this, if not right now, later. So she teaches that, then?
Yeah, she's taught me everything.
Does your horse, is a certain horse that can do this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not every horse that has the aptitude
No,
to do this.
They have to be so athletic and coordinated and driven. And it takes, like, a special horse to be able to, travel like they do. Like, traveling to Texas like this. And to be able to handle all the speakers, the lights, the loud noise. And so, in a lot of ways, it takes a really special horse.
And what's your horse's name?
Bernie. Well, Bernadette.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how old's Bernie?
12. She's pretty. Yeah. She's on the older side.
She's 15.
She's on the older side.
All right. So how much longer can Bernie compete at this level?
Well, funny thing, they thought she was retired. And then we lost my childhood horse 2 years ago in August. And we went to an auction to try to find me a new horse. And we just happened to meet Jill there. And that's how we ended up with the horse I'm riding now.
Okay.
So she was in retirement, actually, and then everyone thought she was done showing, so.
So you thought she was done showing, but now obviously she's not. She can compete at this level and at the youth level, obviously.
Yeah.
So, okay. Wow. We may have a world champion right here in Palo Cedro in Shasta County. Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I am. It's a little scary, but it's okay.
Does your horse get scared?
I don't think so.
She's done this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're relaxed, as we all know, horse is relaxed because they can feel it.
Yeah.
Do we have a question here or something? Where is the new Palo Cedro feed store? If you go down the Chutes Road, you come off of 44... And you head, north on that. As you drive by the Raley Center, not Raley's, but Holiday Center, Country Strong, and you get down to the next crossroads there, which is 044, I think. Take a right, and then just head down. And you go past the old one and just go down another couple hundred yards. It's a big building. You'll see it. And while you're there, you can buy a $75 dinner for four and try to find that anywhere. Inclusive full dinner. And you can do that by buying a ticket at the Palisadro Feed Store or Country Strong Fitness.
Yep. Or on the website.
Or on the website, which is
LuciaVanGay.com.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. So, when you leaving again?
We're leaving February 16th.
February 16th. You could have had that on all the time if you wanted to. Put it on and we'll get some photos here. We're talking about the headphones. See, you know, what you can do is just hear us. And if anybody calls in that way. 14, I mean, you don't act like a regular 14-year-old. Maybe it's because you're at that competition level like that. I've met other athletes that are like Lucia. That you're ready to go on this. And what about, how do you feel about it, Dan?
Pretty in shock that, we weren't really even aiming for this. And we found out through Jill, who actually owns the horse as well. She got an email from Fort Worth and the National Cow Horse Association. Hey, your horse qualified, because they track the horses as well. The horse's earnings, mm-hmm. the rider's earnings, the rider's points. There's a lot of data behind it. We've been in shock, yeah. really, because we weren't aiming for it. But we knew she was gifted, and she was driven and disciplined and fierce competitor. So here we are. You know.
Do you get money for this? Is there money in this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Okay, so this just is an amateur then. This is pros.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to tell us how much money you make.
Oh.
Do not tell, unless you want to. So, does it help offset the cost?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, it can if she, you know.
How many horses do you have?
We have a total of, well, if we include the one that's Jill's that we have in our barn, we have five, but one's at the trainer.
So okay.
We have four at the house and five total.
So. Okay. All right. And you take care of all of them?
Yeah. I mean, my dad helps, like, I think it's only fair that I take care of them when he buys all their feed and all that. So it's a fair deal that I feed them and clean their stalls and brush them and all that.
Yeah. I wish you could see this young lady. She's one, she's beautiful. And two, she is focused. And I thought, and that what you just said was something that was really cool. Dad buys the feed. I'm going to take care of all the horses. And you got four of them out there. And
yeah.
Let me tell you how much. A horse, on average, will poop eight times a day, six to eight times a day, times four.
Yeah.
So that should tell you how busy she is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The tickets or the dinner is going to be, fundraiser is February 2nd.
Fourth.
February 4th.
Wednesday evening, 4 to 7. You can pick up your dinner.
4 to 7, you can pick it up, but get your tickets now.
Yep.
And so they'll know how much to cook. Yep. All right?
Yep.
Final thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have any.
Manny?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody. The one thing that's
are you
huge,
getting a lot of support on that?
Yeah. The support's been as overwhelming as thinking about making it to Fort Worth and all the prep and watching my daughter work this hard for something. You know, it's a ride for a parent. Anybody that's poured into their kids knows it's a big deal. And so to have all the support and, you know, like you having us on the show, just everybody welcoming, trying to help Lucia get and live out her dreams, get to Fort Worth and succeed. It's a testament to where we live, the community we have.
It's a great community.
It's a great community.
Well, I tell you what, Lucia, this is just your first time. And so after you come back, we'd like you to come back on the show and tell us what happens. It'll be easy. By then you're a pro. Come back in and tell us what happened. And we don't, you give it your best shot and you leave it all out in the arena. That's fine. But just to hear about how the process was, and now you're seeing people from all over. Is it the world you're seeing that are bringing their horses in here or just mainly the United States?
The whole world.
World. I don't know if any are coming,
for youth.
Overseas for youth. But, yeah, I mean, when I was booking stuff, there was people from all over the nation.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to, so both of you can come on back and we'll talk about that. I think a lot of people find it interesting. We've got a resident of Shasta County, a 14-year-old young lady here that's competing for the world championship.
Yep.
So Well, thank you very much for being here with us today.
Yeah. Okay. And last shout-out is to my dad. He has been there for me through everything and helped me get where I am.
Oh, that's it. We can end on that one. And we'll be right back with our next guest.
Gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just been doing this for close to 30 years, Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, better known business, and this man is the windshield whisperer. You got a small chip in your windshield in this type of weather, it could get big quick. You can get it fixed. Jeff can fix anything from small chips to cracks up to 24 inches in length, and he guarantees his work. For the life of the windshield, brings your vehicle into a climate controlled area, fixes it, guarantees it for life of windshield. What else could you ask for except it's a very fair price that Jeff charges for this. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. And like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Evan Jones from the Turning Point USA.
Yep, that's it.
Group. You're what, 17?
18? Yeah, I'm 17.
17. And your voice is deeper.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Good radio voice.
A good radio voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, we ought to have him doing something around here. Evan, tell us what Turning Point USA is for people that haven't maybe heard about it.
Turning Point USA is a nonprofit organization designed to get people more engaged civically, to spread more conservative values, and to, again, more engage people more civically and just overall.
The founder of this
mm-hmm.
was, of course, Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And he was, and he's been called everything from, you know, a true leader to a racist, misogynist,
mm-hmm.
and everything in between. And, of course, we all know he was assassinated in September
yeah.
of this past year.
Mm-hmm.
His wife said, "You have no idea what you just did,"
mm-hmm.
besides the fact of killing her husband and father of her kids. Turning Point USA has kind of exploded after that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I remember when we were trying to get our official paperwork done for our chapter. We couldn't get it done because the machine broke over at the headquarters because how much people were filing to make a chapter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many chapters do you know? Just give me kind of, you know, you wouldn't know for sure, but I'm kind of a educated.
Across the U.S.?
Yeah.
Probably hundreds of thousands. I don't know
really?
Exactly, but yeah.
How many in our area?
There are, I think there's six right now in our area. And then there's one at a few other ones. I know Red Bluff wants one, and Enterprise wants one, and Shasta High School wants one.
You mean they're still trying to set it up right now? Are you getting pushback from schools?
I know there's a few schools that they couldn't find like a faculty advisor or whatnot just because the staff there aren't very fond of Turning Point.
Are you talking about up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the North State?
Yeah. It's pretty shocking to me, too.
You can't find a teacher that would be their faculty advisor for a Turning Point organization?
Mm-hmm.
What other type of organizations are at schools?
I'm not sure exactly. I don't actually see many organizations moving to schools. I feel like a lot of them just kind of stay on the sidelines.
Okay. Well, that could be as there's just not a lot of organizations. You know, I was thinking of mm-hmm. Democrats for Equal Rights for Kitties, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, those. Be interesting. In fact, I've got the head of the school board for Shasta.
Yeah.
High school district is going to be in here, and I'll ask him about that. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so you're going to Simpson then?
Oh yeah.
All right. So you probably don't have a pro. Do you need faculty advisors when you're on a college campus?
Oh yeah.
Also.
Oh
okay.
Yeah.
It's just you can't just have your own organization.
Yeah.
Like the beer swilling beer on weekends.
I would imagine since they're underage, that would probably not be a.
Good no, not for them. Well. Really? You're in college and you can't drink when you're under 21?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So what's your average meeting like?
My average meeting?
Yeah, when you have a meeting and people show up.
Man, I talk to people about a lot of different things. I mean, right now I'm majoring in business, so I talk to a lot of businessmen and women. And so I guess I kind of just discuss, like, policies and business, things about business and, you know, strategies to move around, you know, the business world and political world.
Okay. I'm here with Evan Jones. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. I'm going to ask him when he discovered he was conservative. I mean, he's old, what, 17 now?
Yeah.
We're going to ask him what time in his vast experience that he found out that he was conservative. But right after we get back.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
My music. Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Indulge in an evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindenbach. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutting, jewelry design, locally owned business here. Been in the business over 30 years right here in Reading. Voted best in the North State 4 years in a row now. They are really good people down there. They have a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Linda, who is very discerning when it comes to jewelry, only shops at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Evan Jones, who heads up the Turning Point USA chapter over there at Simpson University.
Yep.
And is, when did you know that you were a conservative, Evan? I mean, you're 17.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. I'd say I definitely grew up conservative, and then I got a lot more into it, in the last recent years when, I wanted to get more involved in policies and politics.
Now, so when you were in school, mm-hmm. I mean, middle school? Did you wear little badges that says, you know, things?
No, I did not back in middle school, no.
How about high school? Did you get pushback?
I wasn't in high school for too long. I was homeschooled a lot of high school, actually.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I was able to start Simpson rather early.
Yeah, I was going to say you're 17. Is this your first year there?
It's my second semester.
Second semester. Okay.
Yeah.
You're having a fundraiser or a kickoff event here.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Tell us about it.
On February 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium, we're having a Faith Night event where it will feature a testimony, a gospel message. I'll be speaking for about 15 minutes. A worship team, and then
this is going to be at Civic.
Education. Yes, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Okay.
On the 7th.
And what time does that start?
The doors open at 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And the event will start at 6:30.
And this is free.
Oh, yeah, no, completely.
It is completely free.
Yeah.
So free admission.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a church service, too.
Yeah. It's really similar to a church service.
Okay. All right. And what do you want to accomplish here?
I just want people to come and hear the Word of God. I mean, that's why it's free.
Okay. But are you going to talk about, in your talk, are you going to talk about the condition of the United States right now, or what? What are you going to talk about for 15 minutes?
Well,
which doesn't seem like a long time, but it is when you're speaking in front of people.
Yeah, well, for this event specifically, I'll just be talking about a faith-based aspect. A few things I'll be talking about I haven't told anyone right now.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to give it out.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I'm on the Simpson Advisory Board.
Nice.
And, yeah, I have since they first started it 10 years ago or so. And I've been so pleasantly surprised, and everybody should be very proud of how Simpson University has grown.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, exponentially. And with the different courses they take, that they offer, the fact that their enrollment is going up 10% a year when there's other colleges and universities that are literally shutting down. What attracted you to Simpson?
Well, I would say, it was back in February, and I was pursuing a company that I'm currently still actually working on, and I wanted to seek advice from Dr. Dan Sloan, the chair of the business department at the time.
Yeah.
And he honestly opened my eyes up to it, and I was honestly had a really negative view of college for a while, and he, you know, and then from how he acted, how he treated me, he was very kind, respectful, and inviting, and so I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it out.
Well, Simpson is somewhat different.
Oh, yeah.
Than a lot of other, your political views at Simpson are probably kind of mainstream out there.
Oh, yeah.
In that general area.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed if you went to UC Berkeley.
Oh, yeah.
And said something in class and then had to fight your way out.
Yeah. That's happened actually a lot of times.
Well, I just to let you know that this was going on when I was in college, too.
Really?
Not to this extent. I went to school in the South. That you'd have professors that, and this was, of course, when Vietnam was going on. And so you had professors that were very liberal for that time. Probably today they'd be, middle of the road conservative. I'm not, but back then they were quite liberal. And it was kind of like, oh, so if I argue with you about this, is this going to have an impact on my grade? Well, and I always remember his name's Dan German. Dr. Dan German. Maybe I should look him up, see whatever happened to him. But he, the rest of the classes, you didn't notice it. I mean, you're in Nashville, Tennessee. But this is, you know, having teachers or professors that are leaning in the liberal direction, it didn't start 10 years ago. And this has been, it started back in the 60s, and we are reaping that whirlwind now. And you're from Reading.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm from Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that liberal little town south of here. So, with this, do you have any idea how many people may be coming to this?
You know, it's really hard to tell, but there are a lot of people who are interested, and then there's also a lot of people who are not interested, as in they're very unhappy about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a few protests on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Protesting what?
The event.
Turning Point.
Yeah.
Because they just don't like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and then they just don't like Turning Point overall.
Overall.
Oh, yeah.
So is this, do you have groups at your university that are against you?
No. No, actually, Simpson's been pretty accepting of it. They've worked a lot with me.
Yeah, they do not sponsor you by any means.
Yeah.
But they allow you to have a an organization there.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the ones that are pushing back? I always like to know these things.
The schools?
Oh, there's schools pushing back.
Well,
you said there's going to be protesters at your event.
Oh.
A faith event.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be protesters in that?
Yeah. There's there's a few of them that made a flyer graphic for, you know, protesting. And there was Reading Resistance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. The Shasta Democratic Party, I believe, or something of those sorts. There's about three of them on the listed on that flyer. And then I know there's another account named Shasta Exposed that has been absolutely harassing me and just slandering me.
Is Don Lemon coming to protest?
Are they gonna come in and try and shut down your service, you think?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, they wouldn't do that here.
Oh, yeah. Well, and anyone that causes a ruckus will just be removed by security and RPD.
Yeah, I mean, you can protest anything.
Yeah.
It's when you take away the other rights of people
to
have their event that it goes way over, in my opinion, goes way over the line.
Oh, yeah.
You may not like it, but that's the way it is. So the what are they saying? They're just saying don't go to this, or that you say they're maligning you.
Specific
personal attacks.
There's been a few people I've said many things. I've been called everything under the sun: a Nazi, a KKK, you know, everything, a misogynist, a racist, just absolutely everything. And it goes on and on and on. I just gave up looking at the comments.
Don't look at the comments.
Yeah.
Either one of two things: either you don't care, which is like me, or you just don't look at them if it bothers you.
Yeah,
because they're going to be out there.
Oh yeah.
When you get to the far right or the far left, they're very similar. I call them the flying monkeys of politics. Oh, no, I just do. They don't want free speech. Mm-hmm. They don't want people have the ability to assemble. They don't want to hear things. And if they don't want to hear things, they want nobody else to hear it either.
Yeah.
Far right, far left. They could be married, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. All right, Evan. Well, it's good you're learning this stuff when you're 17, so by the time you're 30, you'll be totally jaded on it. Do you want to become a politician or get into politics?
You know, it really depends. I've been thinking about it quite a bit. I think about it so much, and I may not. I don't say things to make things 100% solid, but it catches my eye quite often. I'll say that.
Okay. The event's going to be on February the 7th. It's going to be at the Civic, if it's still open.
Yep.
Are you renting the Civic?
Yes.
Well, you must have some backing there. Okay. So it's going to be at the Civic. It's going to start, doors open at 5, and it's going to start at 6:30. It's free. It's going to be a church service with embellishments.
Mm-hmm. With drinks?
No. Just embellishments. It's more than just a church service.
Oh, yeah.
You've got speakers coming in and all this. This is the first big turning point. Event.
Oh, yeah.
I think here in our area.
Oh, yeah. It's our second event. I know they had one down at Les Paz Church in Anderson, and he was very kind. It was like a revival event that Shasta College put on. It was amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And, we got like about a minute here. Our next guest is Mark Orlicky.
Michael Orlicky.
Michael Orlicky, who is the president of the Shasta
County Board of Education.
Got it. He's not the superintendent, nothing like that. This is an elected position.
The president's position?
Isn't it?
Do they
take turns?
They voted him in on the board.
Okay. So, and we're going to talk about education here in Shasta County.
Fun.
And we're going to talk about a little bit about like Turning Point, but we're also going to talk about other things that the state of California has deemed necessary in our education system, everything but getting passing grades. And that's going to occur right after the news. So, Evan, thanks a lot. Evan Jones heads up the Turning Point USA chapter out in Simpson. There's six or seven chapters here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
The event's February 7th at the Civic. Doors open at 5 and it begins at 6:30. Free admission, plenty of parking.
Oh,
out
yeah.
there, too. All right. Thanks a lot, Evan, and good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. His presence inside a Minneapolis church during an anti-ICE protest earlier this month has gotten ex-CNN personality Don Lemon arrested. The raucous demonstration disrupted a service in progress and upset congregants, children among them. Lemon's attorney says his client will fight these charges vigorously and thoroughly in court. The Eastern Carolinas are bracing for another wintry blast. Snow and high winds expected as early as tonight. Arctic cold continues to hold much of the country in its icy grip. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says time to be a good neighbor.
The National Weather Service is forecasting another weekend of extremely cold temperatures. The state of Mississippi encourages all of you to please continue to check on family, on friends, and neighbors.
Because cold of this magnitude can be life-threatening. President Trump says he'll nominate Kevin Warsh to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Warsh is a former Fed governor who was appointed to the board by President George W. Bush. At the time, Warsh was 35 years old, making him the youngest governor in history. In the past, Warsh supported higher interest rates to control inflation. More recently, however, he has said he supports lower rates, an approach backed by President Trump. Warsh would replace Chairman Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. His appointment requires Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New York judge has ruled that Luigi Mangione should not face the death penalty if convicted of charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, gunned down on a New York City street in December of 2024. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 170 points, the Nasdaq 44 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
It's a court ruling that's bound to please the Trump administration. It has to do with the Panama Canal.
Panama's Supreme Court has ruled the concession to operate ports at either end of the Panama Canal unconstitutional. It's held by a subsidiary of a Hong Kong company, C.K. Hutchison Holdings. The court's ruling followed an audit by Panama's controller, which alleged irregularities in the 25-year extension of the concession granted in 2021. The Trump administration's made blocking China's influence over the Panama Canal one of its priorities in the Western Hemisphere. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine is waiting to see if Russia will pause attacks on the Ukrainian power grid. President Trump says Russian President Putin has agreed to a temporary halt as Ukraine faces severe winter weather. Mr. Trump hasn't specified when the call with Putin happened or when the moratorium would start. News and analysis at townhall.com. New proposals are designed to help facilitate organ transplants.
New
rules aim to increase the use of less than perfect organs while strengthening oversight of OPOs, which are groups that retrieve organs from deceased donors. Donations from the deceased dropped last year for the first time in over a decade after some rare but scary reports of patients being prepared for organ retrieval despite showing signs of life, prompting thousands of people to remove their names from donor lists last year. More than 100,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list. Many transplant centers currently do not accept medically complex donated organs, even when medical criteria suggest they'd be a good match for a patient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cracking down on Cuba, President Trump has signed an executive order imposing tariffs on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of January and Friday. Woohoo!
Happy about that, yeah.
Friday, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
You having a good time, buddy?
Yeah, it's National Fun at Work Day, and so I'm having fun at work.
What are you doing? Besides letting somebody drink all my coffee.
I'm just ducking under the desk here playing video games and laughing, you know.
Playing video games.
Right, like I could do that here.
I had to put out something before you got here. I had to put out an official correspondence from me to all the producers that said, I realize that your life cannot go on without your telephone and you being attached to it every second of every minute of every hour. But you will not be on it during the show when it's live. When we go into a commercial and you get everybody in there, you now have 3.5 minutes to catch up. And you know what? I would go in there and have to slap people around because it was just too hard for them to do that.
Some people are just addicted to it. I don't have a problem, but, you know, I know friends of mine that, like, they panic if they can't find their phone.
I've left my phone at home, and you do. You get that initial panic, and then you kind of go, what did I do for the vast majority of my life when I didn't have this phone? No, I mean, it was – I mean, I remember I used to have the, you know, the pagers.
Yeah.
When I had, you know, certain jobs in the military, that if the pager went off, I mean, it was like, oh. Oh.
Oh, you ever have the giant brick-size phone?
No, I never had that.
Okay.
When I was working in the building the infrastructure for the first privately owned cell phone company in Croatia, we had these, they gave us cell phones. And I was able back in 1999, in 2000, to text people.
Interesting.
And way, way before they had it in the United States. That's where they were at then. You could, and maybe they were prototypes we were using, but still, you open it up. It's kind of a flip phone, but not flip. It was kind of like lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, so it was bigger.
Yeah.
But, you know, it had a little keyboard in there. You type stuff out.
Yeah. I remember when it was a big deal. You could actually take a photo and send it to somebody.
Ooh.
Like, wow.
You can? Okay, let's look at the weather today. We've had enough fun because it's National Fun at Work Day. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Now, it's going to be sunny or partly sunny all the way through next Thursday. Thursday, sunny with a high near 71. Wednesday is a high near 72. So it's going to be in the high 60s, low 70s all the way through next Thursday. No sign of rain. And at night, it's going to be in the low to mid 40s. So it's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, founded 27 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kinney. And they've become a very, very successful business because they treat their customers like warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans. And Chuck Kinney's mind is always working. Even though he's trying to step back from the business, he comes up with new ideas all the time, which are really good ideas, and he was talking to me one yesterday when we had breakfast. That he said, I get you into this. And it's one of those that you can just look at it. Just look at it, and you know, oh, yeah, that's going to be good. But he says, not until you retire from the radio business. You know, my retirement plan from radio business is to die here behind the mic. So that's my retirement plan. But they give discounts for seniors and veterans out there at Shasta Gas Propane. They do a lot of things for our communities you never even hear about, and helping especially in the homeless veterans side of it. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here now with Michael Orlicky, and who is the president of the Shasta County Board of Education. He's not superintendent or any of that. This is like people interested in our education system, and you run for this.
Yeah.
Correct? And you get elected to the school board.
Correct.
And then they elected you to be president.
Yes, in December they selected me to be the president.
Okay, that's your fellow board members, right?
Yes.
Is that because they had something in for you? Or you didn't show up for a meeting and they elected you for that? Or is this... No, okay, I'm just kidding.
No.
That's a lot of times. You know, you don't show up for a meeting, you get assigned things. No.
Yeah.
Why did you run for the school board?
I wanted to run for the school board because I wanted to get more involved in a more global level with education. I've been a teacher locally for almost, 15 years.
You're still teaching?
Yeah, I teach at Simpson now, though.
Oh, okay. You're teaching over at the university.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I ran. I wanted to get more involved, at a countywide level, look at some of our data from that perspective and get more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we in trouble here in Shasta County? As far as you're concerned, you're not speaking. But first of all, my friends, he's not speaking for the school board. He's speaking for Mike.
Yeah, right? I'm just speaking for myself.
And from what you've observed and all this.
Yeah.
When I say, are we in trouble, I'm talking about every time you read about test scores.
Yeah.
It keeps going down. Is that true?
I think, right now we're kind of holding steady in the language arts area, and math has been a struggle. We're below 40% for math proficiency in Shasta County and in the state of California, and we're below 50% for reading in the state of California, and pretty close to 50% in Shasta County.
When you say we're at below 40% for people being able to pass the test, because you have a test every year, right? Is that the idea?
Well, it's proficiency, so it's people that can meet the standard or achieve above the standard. So that's lower than 40%, those two categories combined.
So we have less than 40% of our students here. And this is really statewide, and in some places in the state a lot worse than this.
Yes.
40%.
Yeah.
What causes this?
I think there's a lot of factors. One is, math. The math test has changed from what it used to be. So there's a lot more reading involved in the math test. There's a lot more steps and processes that they're scoring. So that's one factor. Another factor is, math instruction has changed as far as what is expected.
Is this the new math? Has the new math gone away?
Common Core is still adopted by the state of California. And that one thing with Common Core is when you move on from one grade to the next, they assume that you mastered the standards in the previous grade. So a lot of the instruction.
Assume.
Yes, that is what the
standards. You know what assume is, right?
Of course, yeah.
Making an ass out of you and me. Assume. Okay, so they just assume then that you can handle the math work at that level, but in many cases you can't.
Yeah, at the way the standards are written, yes.
We spend a lot of money in this state on education.
Yes.
Shouldn't parents be expecting their kids to be at least able to read and do simple math?
I mean, for the amount of money we spend, but it is, to me, the teacher, we have wonderful teachers in Shasta County. They are working hard all over the county.
Uh-huh.
They are working hard all over the state. Yeah. But they're also not
the resources that are necessary as well, because there's other factors in schools right now that I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, we have students that are coming from different backgrounds. We have a lot of declining enrollment in California.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's talk about the reasons why this could be going on. I know English is a second language. I know that, you know, there's all types of things like this, but let's talk about some of the reasons in your opinion. And again, Michael is just telling his opinion from his 15 years as a teacher in the Shasta County school system, and now he's a professor out at the Simpson University and president of the Shasta County Board of Education. Now, he has nothing to do with running it. Those are all the superintendents. This is just the school board here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, divided into two sections. Financial management is one and insurance is the other. If you're having problems with finding insurance, or your insurance was canceled, or the prices went up so much, give Judy a call. Give Judy Maxwell a call. She's been doing this since 1993. She's got a well-trained establishment there of insurance agents and financial management people. And she's going to be able to help you. Everybody we've sent over there that's having insurance problems when it comes to personal property and all that, she's been able to help. And in fact, once they get in with Judy, they start transferring all the insurance over there, because you get a great, you get some really good people and a great deal over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with our business insurance, life insurance. For a free review and evaluation of what you have, just give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441 and set up a time to come in and just see if there's a way they can help. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Mike Orlicky.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions.
Indulge in a day-night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th.
An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m.
Experience the clairvoyance.
Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com.
Or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Okay, now you, then you can get Beach Boys, Be True to My School. Be looking that one up, too.
Yeah, that was Rock and Roll High School, the Ramones. I'll find some school music.
Okay, you get to find school music. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. My guest today is Mike Orlicky, who is the president of the Shasta County Board of Education. Now, the Board of Education is not the superintendent. It's not like the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education, Board of Education, whatever it is. They are, it's an elected position that they are to speak for the parents and for the students in this, in your organization. Now, how much, do you have any leverage at all over the, SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education?
So our superintendent in Shasta County is elected and then the board is elected.
Right.
So we have some things that we deal with, like we help with the budget with the superintendent.
Okay.
We approve the budget.
Okay.
We work, there's some things with like districts where if there's an inter-district appeal that comes to the Shasta County Office of Education from another district.
Mm-hmm.
We set the policies for the schools that are fall under the Shasta County Board of Education, and there are three schools that are under our county that we help supervise.
Who's that?
That would be Excel Academy, the Tri-Mountain Academy, which used to be the Juvenile Hall School, and then we have an independent study program that we oversee. That are,
you oversee those?
And those are our three actual schools that we have in under the Shasta County Board of Education.
Oh, it's not like Shasta High School?
No.
Oh, well, which one is that? Is that in a separate board?
That is, Shasta. So we have 22 school districts, I believe, in Shasta County. They have their own school boards, superintendents in some cases, or they share governance. Like, you know, the Igo Ono School District partners with the Redding School District.
So the Shasta County Board of Education doesn't include Shasta High or Enterprise or any of those?
No, so we don't govern them.
No. But you do the three you just talked about.
Yes.
All right. So is there a separate board, elected board for Shasta County, Shasta High School Enterprise, UPREP? Maybe not UPREP, but you know what I'm talking about.
The Shasta Union High School District elects its own school board, yes.
Okay, and that's called Shasta Union.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. I just kind of thought that Shasta County meant you had all of them,
yeah.
Even though I knew there were different school boards.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about how the scores are dropping, and the big thing is reading, it sounds like. To me, reading is the secret. If you can read, everything else kind of starts becoming a lot easier.
Yes.
Is it because parents can't read?
You know, I don't think it's because parents can't read. I think it's because the economy is different. So parents have to work in order to provide food and support their children. And so there's not as much time as there may have been in the past for parents to read, because reading at home is very key. And a lot of students just don't read anymore. I noticed that as a middle school teacher. By the time they reached middle school, a lot of students were really hostile to reading. And I have my own ideas about why that was.
I've got mine, too.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about it,
okay.
About the fact they're carrying around an encyclopedia and a computer in their hand all the time.
I do think that leads to it, because now there's no reason to read to find information.
No, they just say, Siri, what is this? And it tells them what it is. Mm-hmm. They don't have to read about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they understand it. But
exactly.
Still.
And there's no reason to read for entertainment for the most part for many people because they can just pull out the phone and be entertained by TikTok videos or YouTube or.
I do not have TikTok on any of my stuff.
Neither do I.
And, what's the other one?
YouTube?
I have no idea.
I got YouTube.
Okay.
No, I have
Facebook.
YouTube.
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Instagram.
I have Facebook. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we actually even have an Instagram account here at the.
I think so, yeah. Well, TikTok's been recently settled and broken up in America, so it's a lot safer than it used to be.
Well, that's because Trump went after it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to this, though. I think it all started when we said you don't have to teach cursive writing.
You know, cursive writing has been shown to help improve the creative portions of the brain. It also requires a lot of discipline to be able to do it.
Why did we stop teaching cursive, in your opinion? I mean, is this nationwide or just California?
As far as I know, it was a California thing. I'm sure there are other states that don't do it now.
Why don't we teach? I mean, everything, you sign contracts, why don't we teach kids how to write like that?
Well, it is coming back.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is. Back at it as part of the standards, but there was a gap of time where it was not.
Oh, so it's back again.
It will.
I knew that letter I wrote to Gavin would make a difference, and I wrote it in cursive, so he probably had to have somebody read it to him. So, what's this? Is this a threat? So they are teaching cursive again.
It will be taught again, yes.
Why did they? Why would they not teach it? Is it because it was too difficult? Or because, it has nothing to do with today's society?
I think there was a lot of things, like because of the prevalence of typing and digital communication, it kind of lost its relevance in some ways to some people. And then I think they were the state was trying to focus on improving reading in general. So they were like, well, what's some things that we can take off the teacher's plate and focus more on that? I think cursive was just one thing that kind of fell by the wayside.
Well, there's a couple of things I could think they're probably teaching that could go by the wayside. Are we ever going to see again, in your opinion, Mike, we go back to just the solid, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
You know, there are some school districts that are doing that because they're trying to really focus on their academic scores.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, there's a book called Focus by Mike Schmoker, and that's what he argues, is that we focus in on just reading, writing, math, science, history.
Yeah.
And then using, like, particularly reading and writing to support those other subjects. Because if, like you said earlier, if you can't read,
everything else is harder.
Yeah. And, or almost impossible.
Or impossible. Yeah.
Because if you can't read, history is not going to be very helpful to you unless you're just doing lecture.
Yeah.
And lecture doesn't work for long periods of time for most people, you know. The average middle school is like a 12-minute attention span.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that either. I would think more like a 12-second. Or is that a dog? I'm not sure. Middle school.
Yeah.
You know. But 12 minutes is a long time. Yeah. And this is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. People having to focus for 12 minutes is an incredibly long time. Mm-hmm. That's why, I mean, it's this blurb you see in a headline or something coming across, mm-hmm. and then a line underneath it. That's where people get their information. Because it's too hard for them to go down and read into it and find out that what they were saying in the headline is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
I saw that today in the Record Searchlight. No, I'm sorry, Channel 7. They had the headline was this, but you go in and read it. No, it was one person's opinion. Sure splurged on the other guys.
Yeah, and I would say that with students sometimes where they thought Google was an information source and not just a search engine. They type in something and they see the headline and they use that as the information. I'm like, that's not information.
Well, okay, so we're getting into this so that, you know, they don't interact with each other because as much as they used to.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't go out from, you know, your parents kick you out at 7:30 in the morning after breakfast and say be home before dark. Yeah. You know, so you're interacting with people. You've got obesity in childhood now because they're on their couch because they've got computers in front of them or their phone in front of them. So when they now with AI, ChatGP, mm-hmm. generating all their thoughts. I mean, and it does. I mean, write me a paper. Maybe I still tell you to write a paper. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's write an essay on why Joan of Arc had such a tremendous impact on the, you know, French-British War there, whatever, which one that was, I think the Hundred-Year War. And they don't have to look that up.
No, it will generate an essay. It will even include citations, and whether those citations are real or not is anyone's guess.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It makes up stuff.
Well, it does, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys use AI to check those papers to see if they were AI generated, correct?
Yeah, there are tools that will do that, like Turnitin.com or other ones.
That's what I've seen, too, is that the students are using it and the teachers are using AI to check to see if they wrote it with AI. I mean, AI's got, you know, it's got the market cornered. Mm-hmm. All of these, though, seem like a way of dragging down our education system.
You know, I think AI can be a useful tool for things, like, but it should not be the primary way that people are using to write, because at some point, if we keep doing that, then writing as a skill is going to fade away. Sure. Because if I can take a walk and dictate an entire novel to ChatGPT, then I don't need to write at all. And I don't need to know grammar. I don't need to know sentence structure. And for me, that's a problem, because writing is a key part of communication, and writing and reading go together. So, you know, our reading is down, which means our writing's down. And if we continue to use AI to generate everything, then where's the creativity? Where's all that going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of our greatest novels were written by hand.
Of course.
Yeah. And, you know, the Moby Dick, the Bible, I mean, Shakespeare, those things were all by hand, by people taking the time to write, because they didn't have something like that.
Well, I think it was up to, the 80s and 90s. I mean, the AI started coming in in the last 10 years, right?
Yeah, maybe even the last 5 to 6.
Yeah, 5 to 6 years. Yeah. So anything up to, say, 2020 mm-hmm. was written by hand or by a computer that you typed into, mm-hmm. but it was still, you had to write it.
Yeah.
And then you had editors for syntax, you know, and that kind of things, but you had to write it.
Yeah.
And right now on Kindle Unlimited, I imagine that, I'm not even going to guess, but when I see one author saying, this is not an AI-generated book,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, and many of them here are. He says, I wrote this book. And so, I didn't even think about it. But then I did start thinking about it, that they could just have somebody, could just have, use a pseudonym and a pen name and write a series of books, all written by AI.
Yep. And, you know, like, even a lot of news stories, you'll see, like, this story was helped by AI or developed by AI. So they're putting that in a lot of news stories now. And so, and I see it on people's posts on Facebook, you could automatically tell if someone generated something with AI just by the way it's spaced. Like, I see that with some students in the past, too. Like, oh, that's definitely AI, and it's too perfect on the transitions. I mean, or the use of dashes. They don't even teach dashes for the most part anymore. So, you know, if someone's perfected that, it makes me a little suspicious at times.
I put dashes in things I'm writing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's text. Yeah. Okay, I'm here with Mike Werlicki, who's the president of the Shasta County Board of Education, and we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. Found him in 2007, never left. I've never had a bad haircut there, and it's very enjoyable. I've gone through, this is my third set of barbers over the years. Founded in 1960 and been in the same spot since 67. Cypress Square Barbershop is exactly that, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, but you're going to get a great haircut. Tim and Logan are just great young men, and you're going to enjoy your experience there. Not only that, but instead of just walking in and have to wait in line, you can set up an appointment two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy. But unlike what I did this last time, when you use Booksy and you say barbershop in Reading, make sure it's the right barbershop. In this case, Cypress Square Barbershop, and you click on it, and if that's where you want to go, and I can't imagine going anywhere else, you put a heart. You just click on it. So you will always go back to that barbershop, and you will not confuse it with another one, with somebody else whose name is Logan in there. So Booksy or calling them. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with some more comments and thoughts on our state of education here in the state of California, but even more right here in Shasta County.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Carrie Grau. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Laugh War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wait a minute. Did we get Be True to Your School yet?
We went out with it.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio station of KCNR. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you missed part of this and you got part of it because, you know, you're in and out, you're busy and listening, you can always go to our archives at KCNR1460.com for today's show and hear us talking about Turning Point, about the status of our education system here in Shasta County. All of it. Just go to our archives for Free Fire Radio and just click on it and you can listen to it.
You can also find all of our advertisers there.
All of our advertisers, and there's lots of them.
Yes.
Right there on our page. And please support our advertisers, local they're all local guys and girls and local businesses, and just like we're local. You just click on that and it'll take you right to the website. We're here with Mike Orlicky, who is the president of Shasta County Board of Education, which is a separate, every, like, you've got Shasta Union High School District, and I'm sure you got others.
Yeah.
And in our area up here, mm-hmm. and as you've heard me discuss before, we've got 832 superintendents for the students here. Okay, there's only 22, so but that seems like a lot. All right, cursive writing is coming back.
Yes.
The main problem we have is kids can't read at the level they should be.
Yes.
And if you can't read, everything else becomes a lot harder.
That is true.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
If you were king, what would you do to change that? You've been in education for a long time, Mike. Yeah. Mike's been a teacher 15 years in our school system here. He's teaching out at Simpson University now. What would you do if you could do it right now to start changing things? What would you do?
I think I would go back because, you know, when kids enter kindergarten, they want to learn how to read. They're excited for it. They love it.
Yeah.
And somewhere between kindergarten and I'd say somewhere fifth, sixth grade, they lose that ability.
Wow.
So as king, I would focus more on let's just have students learn to read and learn that reading is enjoyable by itself. It doesn't have to always be attached to some kind of worksheet or task or tell me what the setting is of this story. Just let them read. I am a big advocate of, it's usually called deer reading or drop everything and read. You know, like every day at schools, I think that is something that would be very beneficial, is not having to read just to earn points or not to fill out a worksheet, but just to read a story. And that can be them reading on their own for the most part, but it also should be the teacher just reading a novel to them and then not having to fill out a worksheet about it. Like, let's just read this story. You know, like Lord of the Flies is a great story that I used in classrooms. They enjoyed reading it because I also didn't give them worksheets every single time we read a chapter. I'm like, let's just talk about this. What does it mean if there's a society with no rules? What would happen? You know, and just engage in
those. It'd be called Minneapolis. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just engage in those kind of discussions, you know, about those kind of novels.
I think that's a wonderful idea because I remember growing up, to even now, back when I was young, is that we had book lists that we could read, and you'd get extra credit for reading the books, and you have to do a little book report on them. And I remember that I was reading a level up to two levels more. You know, I'm in third grade reading fifth grade books, and the teacher wouldn't let me go any further. And she told my mom, well, he'll get bored. Well, Mom didn't think that was a good idea, and so she let me read books at home and all, of course. But I can see that in every class that you take, once a week, you take a portion of your class. Okay, that book you brought or the book I've gotten here, here's your chance, 30 minutes, read a chapter.
Yeah.
And then just jot down a paragraph what you got out of that.
Yeah.
It's not gradable.
Nope. And there are things like literature circles that I used to do. I had a pretty good library in my classroom.
Yeah.
And literature circles are the students get, I would read like, you know, the backs of like six or seven books, and then the students could form groups based on the book they wanted to read.
Yeah.
And then they would just go read it together, talk about the book, and there you go. It's almost like a book club that adults can join, but it was, you know, when adults join a book club, I don't think they're filling out worksheets or writing analysis.
Well, let me tell you, Linda belongs to a book club, and they all pick, you know, each one picks a different book for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. And Linda's gotten a number of books that I would have never read, and probably she wouldn't have either, but she reads them. And then we'll talk about it, you know, what's this about? But when they get to their book club, they do discuss it. And then there's questions that come with the book.
Yeah.
Talking about it that they can discuss.
Yeah.
And which I find very interesting. But she loves that book club. And you know what they discuss and all this, and you know they have their hors d'oeuvres and all this kind of
stuff. Lots of Chardonnay.
No, not so much. But if we could just do that with our kids, you know.
Yeah.
bringing cupcakes. Okay, this is reading cupcake day.
Minus the Chardonnay.
Well, depends which grade, you know, third. So the secret is for you is that you would get the kids to read.
Yeah, and they have to learn that reading is an enjoyable activity just by itself.
Not to force it on them.
Yeah, and not everything has to be tied to a task. Yeah. And I learned that when I went to this reading thing at Stanford University, and that was what the professor was all about. She's like, reading has to be taught that it's enjoyable. And even as part of the training that I went to, for an hour every day, she sent us out as, you know, we're adults, we're teachers, and you're just going to go read. Go find a spot, go read for an hour, and that's it. And that was
didn't part have of our to talk about it or anything.
Nope. And we all had different books. We could go, we got access to the Stanford Library to go find one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was because she wanted to model how important that was.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's a good idea.
I remember when I was young in the 80s on Saturday morning cartoons, they had PSAs like reading is fundamental and Schoolhouse Rock. And that actually made people want to learn. And it taught us verbs, language skills, and a song that I can still remember today.
Yeah.
That's kind of gone by the wayside, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, I do believe every human being wants to learn. You know, we are constantly seeking knowledge of some kind. So we got to transfer that back into our school system to show how learning is valuable and it's rewarding by itself. You know, it doesn't always have to be a task that has to be done.
No, you're right. And it reading is so important. And you get some schools, kids reading at the third grade level and they're graduating from high school. How do you compete when you're graduating from high school and you're reading at third or fourth grade level?
Well, you're not going to be able to.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break here. With Mike Wierlicki, who is the president of the Shasta County Board of Education, one of the many that we have in this area. We're talking about struggles that kids are having in at school, why our scores are lower, and you could take it all the way back to reading, which, we're below 40%, which I guess means less than 40% of the students in grade 10 can read at that level.
Well, we're closer to 50 for reading. 40%
okay,
is math.
For reading. Yeah. Oh, well, but even then.
Yeah.
Even then, 50% of the kids at 10th grade can read at that level. Mm-hmm. See, there's something wrong there. It should be 100%. You're never going to get that. But I would think it would at least be 80 to 90. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 30th of January, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be mostly sunny today, and we're going to have sun all the way through next Thursday, according to this forecast. Even temperatures in the starting Tuesday, 70 degrees, Wednesday 72, and Thursday 71, sunny. Lows in the evenings in the low 40s, low to mid 40s. No wind as of right now. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Discounts always for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Mike Orlicky, who is the president of the Shasta County Board of Education. We're talking about how our school system and our test grades less than we're at 50%. For reading,
yeah,
40% for math, which is, I mean, people can say, oh, the test scores are going up, but what we're saying still is that 50% of the students in the state of California and here in Shasta County, only 50% of them can read at the grade level they're supposed to be at.
Yeah, and as a whole county, yeah, there are some isolated. There are some school districts that are above that, but as a county as a whole,
yeah,
that's where we are.
The average.
Yeah.
It's like the average life expectancy
yeah.
of people, which, by the way, has gone up.
I saw that, 79.
Yeah, and one of the reasons it's gone up, overdose deaths of drugs has gone down.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons. Something like 25,000 less last year than it was the year before. I'm sure shutting the border down had nothing to do with that. But do we need, I mean... And then you're preparing kids to go on, whether they go to college or they go into the trades or they go into service.
Yeah.
But in every case, they've got to be able to read.
Yes, they do.
Does this concern you a lot, Mike?
It does. Literacy was one of the main things that I ran on when I was running for the Shasta County Board of Education was literacy
yeah.
rates.
Right.
And, you know, our Shasta County Office of Education had a 2-year initiative to help literacy rates, and that did help the county as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they provided trainings, they provided some resources, and like the Dolly Parton Library has come
yeah.
to Shasta County.
Yeah.
So those are some really big successes, but we're gonna see those results like 2 or 3 years from now, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it takes about 2 or 3 years of things before you see changes in education.
Yeah.
And we're still coming out of, you know, COVID where school was remote, and so we're still seeing those effects. Because a lot, you know, they started kindergarten in 2020, you know, now they're, what, fifth, sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
So they're still, we're still recovering from a lot of that learning loss at that time as well.
Yeah, what a horrible thing the government did to our nation with COVID. You know, I mean, shutting down things the way they did. and we're still paying for it, and we're going to be paying for it for a long time. Are we getting to the point where books, we're not going to be seeing books in libraries? I know that even, probably maybe even over at Simpson, you don't have to buy books anymore. You can buy them on your computer.
Yeah, there's a lot of digital books now, and I've always been concerned about bookstores shutting down. You know, we recently had just Cal's Books got flooded out, and hopefully
you know what? I've put in money for that. I've donated for that because I found that bookstore, Cal's Bookstore, to be the best, probably the best one I've ever been in.
Yeah, I loved going there. I think he lost like 25,000 books or something like that. Like and I worry about having Barnes & Noble open sometimes. I know that the new location seems to be doing good, but I think there's something really valuable about a bookstore, about a library.
About turning the pages.
Yeah, where you can go and get the book.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something about that.
I'm also seeing magazines now are going online.
Yep, newspapers, a lot of them have gone almost entirely online. Well, we're losing that.
Yeah, and so we talk about the library here in Reading because we're under a cash crunch. And I would hate to see it shut down, but yet it was shut down for several months because of construction. And then now then they've had to fix the bookshelves and all that. Mm-hmm. They weren't set up right. I didn't even know it was shut down.
I actually didn't know that either.
I didn't know it. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, here's our library. I've got a library card.
Mm-hmm.
And, I visited it occasionally, but obviously not in the last year or two.
Yeah.
So now I worry about that.
Yeah. You know,
do we need a library? Or do we need maybe it should be a general media learning center where you have, you know, kind of like a library.
I mean, I will always be in favor of having libraries.
Yeah.
I think we need them. I mean, my own house has a room that I turned into a library.
It doesn't surprise me. Okay, what do we see coming up down the line for education in California?
Well, I can talk about locally in our county. We're working on a staffing initiative because we want to find a way to recruit new teachers into the profession, retain the ones we have, and maybe attract some of the ones that have left over the last few years.
How much does a beginning teacher make?
It really depends on the district, but I would say, I mean, I'm guessing here in Shasta County, probably somewhere between 50 and 60,000 on average, a beginning teacher.
Okay. It's a living wage, maybe. Up here it is.
In Shasta County, I mean, you know, I think our median is, what, 35, 37?
38, something like that. Yeah.
So, but, you know, statewide, it's probably, it's lower in some places, higher in others.
Well, I imagine down when you get in some areas, when your cost of living down there is horrendous, that they're making probably six figures, but it's still not enough for where they're living.
Yeah.
So, so that's a starting salary.
Yeah.
After 20 years, do they get regular pay raises and everything?
There's what's called step and column increases in most districts where, you know, your years accumulate, so you move down for the year, and then if you have units or master's degrees, you can move over.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens, but they usually, depending on the district, some of them max out at 25, some are 31 years, so it just depends. So they do get that, and then a lot of times it depends on what's negotiated. There are cost of living adjustments that California comes out with.
Mm-hmm.
We've mostly had positive ones in the last few years. It's been a while since we've had zero or negative, and usually, depending on the district, they can get that applied too, but that does not keep up with inflation.
Right.
So, you know, a 2% cost of living adjustment is not going to account for when groceries go up 10% or gas goes up or, you know, utilities and everything else. So it's not keeping pace.
Well, Monday, when we come back, Enjoy Magazine and April Sharp also, Mother of Preston Sharp, they're having a fundraiser for Flags and Flowers. We're going to talk about that. But one of the things I also want to talk about is proposed mileage tax that the Democrats have come up with. That's going to have a huge impact on rural areas, your cost of your food, all these things. Again, it's not a tax. It's a fee. So that's why we, the people, don't have anything to say about it. Mike Gorlicky has been my guest. And final thoughts. You get a minute.
All right. You know, I think we have a lot of amazing teachers and staff in Shasta County. I want to make sure we can keep them here so that they can continue to teach our students. And so that's what we're working on with SCOE, is a staffing initiative. I do think that there are a lot of good things coming, like the return of cursive and the focus on literacy in California. I'm hopeful in the next 3 to 5 years that we'll see some big gains in those areas.
Okay. Find a way to use AI in a very positive sense.
Yes.
In fact, one of our guests next week, Dan Sloan, Dr. Dan Sloan, who teaches AI out there, that's part of his business course, is going to come in. We're going to talk artificial intelligence. In fact, he teaches classes out there on how to use it.
Nice.
Enjoy Magazine, Reading Police Department. I have a number of guests next week that should, the Economic Development Corporation, real estate developers coming in, or property developers coming in next week. And then you'll see on our website on Monday, everybody that's going to be our guest. As of right now, for next week. So you can just see who they are. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there. And God bless America.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.